الله زيكنا انزر برودة حاليت يوزغاد.
A memorial service for Halit Yozgat. The 21-year-old son of Turkish immigrants was behind the counter of his father's small internet cafe in Kassel when two men entered just before 5 in the afternoon on April 6th in 2006. One of them pulled out a gun with a silencer and shot Halit in the head twice. The killers disappeared within seconds, undetected, but not before they had taken a picture of their victim, lying on the ground, covered in blood. I have confidence in the German police and in the courts, said Halit's father Ismail Yozgat at the memorial service in Kassel a few weeks ago. It is a surprising declaration of trust in the German authorities, given not only their complete failure to apprehend the murderers, but also the apparent reluctance of police and intelligence services to own up to their mistakes. The same pistol that was used on Halit Yozgat had killed 8 other Germans with migrant background before. Small business owners from Rostock by the Baltic Sea to Munich in Bavaria. But police and secret service failed to connect the dots. Instead, they suspected the victims to be involved with the Turkish mafia. A special police unit called Operation Bosphorus was created. The relatives of the dead fathers and sons suffered interrogations and accusations. The derogatory phrase of Dönermorde, kebab killings, was coined.
I've been asked many times whether or not the terror group destroyed or hurt my trust in German democracy. No, they didn't.
Mehmet Daimagüler is a lawyer representing two of the victims' families.
However, some part of the Secret Service has indeed destroyed my trust in democracy. They have really hurt my trust in this country and also have done harm to the reputation of our country.
20 years ago, the trio of Uwe Mundlos, Uwe Bernhardt and Beate Zschäpe were well-known figures in the right-wing scene of Jena, a city in eastern Germany. When police tried to arrest them on suspicion of bomb-making in 1998, they went underground and stayed there, undetected, for 13 years. During this period, it appears, they murdered 10 people, they detonated 2 bombs in areas populated by migrants, and they robbed a dozen banks. On November 4th in 2011, one such bank robbery went wrong. Bernhardt and Mundlos were cornered by police. They retreated into a camper van, set the vehicle on fire and killed themselves with a shotgun. A few hours later, their accomplice, Beate Zschäpe, turned herself in. Before she called the police, she blew up the house the trio had lived in and she posted copies of a DVD to several news organizations in Germany.
Unser rosa-roter Panther ist mal wieder arbeitslos und trottet durch die Straßen und denkt, was mache ich bloß, steht da.
The DVD contained a grisly video, a macabre montage of a clip from the Pink Panther movie, interspersed with pictures of the victims, newspaper cuttings of the murders and, seen for the first time, the signature National Socialist Underground, NSU. An incredulous German public learned that not Turkish mafiosi, but a right-wing terrorist cell was responsible for the so-called kebab killings.
How could it be possible that our police, over 13 years, was not able to identify this group, which is and was responsible for 10 murders, 14 robberies and 2 bomb assaults?
Sebastian Ederti is chairman of the parliamentary inquiry set up to investigate the role of police and secret service in these crimes.
The obvious failure of our security forces is at the least based on underestimating the threat of neo-Nazism in Germany, prejudiced investigation, and certainly a lot of miscommunication between different security institutions.
The federal structure of Germany's authorities clearly did not help. There are 16 state police forces, 16 state secret service bureaus, plus their national counterparts. But the lack of communication was only one problem. After the NSU's cover had been blown, police files were shredded. Pieces of evidence disappeared. Secret agents refused to turn up for questioning by the parliamentary inquiry. It transpired that neo-Nazi double agents had received large sums from intelligence officials in return for useless information. And when Halit Yozgat was killed, an undercover agent of the Hesse Secret Service was present in the internet cafe, but allegedly did not notice anything and was there by sheer coincidence. So is it all a big cover-up? John Goetz is co-author of The Cell, right-wing terrorism in Germany.
I've spent a year and a half going after and looking into the conspiracy theories, looking into the fact, was the German government involved in any of the murders? And in the beginning, it looked like there were some promising leads, and we've gone through every one of them and found none of them to hold water.
Still, many Germans are looking for answers, and they are looking to Munich. The trial there will aim to establish Beate Zschäpe's role in the NSU crimes. But its significance goes much further than one individual's possible guilt. John Goetz again.
The trial calls up the ghosts of a country that basically had a genetic defect from the very beginning having to deal with Nazis. And the fact that you have the security forces actively pursuing every Muslim they could who had some kind of radical ideology, and while closing their eyes about local neo-Nazis who were out killing Turks all over the country, invokes some of the deepest problems that this country has.
The German state is not in the dock in Munich. In fact, it is bringing the charges. And yet, there are fears it might not have done enough to keep the ghosts of Germany's darkest years in check. It is not going to be easy to allay these fears.